Welcome to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. Cause you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven. A mix of today's hits and hard-to-find favorites, combined with the most entertaining and intriguing talk anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UPNRadio.com.
Welcome to Charmed Life, a radio show discussing spirituality, magic, and the unconditional love of the universe. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Charmed Life. I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm Trisha Carr, and I'm your host. Is my microphone okay, Jarvis? And hello to Jarvis, my producer today, always making everything look fun and exciting and engaging. I love you, Jarvis. So I'm pleased to be here with you today. And if it's your first time watching, welcome. Oh, pardon me. I actually have to make an adjustment because I have my iPad doing Periscope on my Twitter. And, oh, it's not a good angle. That's all right. Y'all have to just be okay with it. So thank you for joining me. If it is your first time with me, I do this every Sunday from the Universal Broadcasting Network studios in Hollywood, California, 11 a.m. Pacific. And you can watch it live on UBNRadio.com channel 1 and also on my Facebook profiles. If you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TrishaCarrCharm. And please do like, please do share and subscribe. You can also find it, you can find me at my Twitter handle, at Trisha Carr Charm, and my website is trishacarrcharm.com. It's kind of easy to remember because it's the same thing over and over again. So I am a medium and an animal communicator, and I also am an energy healer. And so on this show, I love to share spiritual messages, talk about spiritual topics, personal development, and metaphysics and magic, because I believe that we are here to live a magical existence, a charmed life, which is why I named it that. I believe that we are meant to be walking around on this planet and just uplifting one another and being beacons of love. And I would also like to share with y'all a little bit about some things that I have going on. I have a class that I'm teaching, and it's an online course. It is available right now for registration, and I want to tell you about it. So it's Animal Communication 101, and what that is actually being able to connect with animals and actually elements of nature through telepathy. It's a good thing I can speak with my mind because my mouth don't work. But the class it's so exciting. Oh, my gosh, there's like so much information that's coming through. I'm really excited to connect with it. If you go to my website, you'll find there's a tab on there that says classes. And if you just click there, you'll be able to see, you know, what the class is about a bit. So it's not just about, I mean, if you love animals and you love nature and you're really connected to it, you're going to learn a lot of information about, I believe, what your heart has always told you about animals and nature. A lot of confirmation for that, and a lot of gaps being filled in about what you know in your heart is the truth about this planet and about this world that we're on. There's going to be a lot of just about telepathy in general, which you can take into using it for opening your spiritual gifts in all kinds of ways. If whether it's for a just personal practice or if you actually are thinking about how you might be able to, say, make a career out of it. Meditation, extrasensory development, and the perception, the perspective of animals and how they perceive, including like nature elements, like I said, like trees, rivers. Seriously, we're all energy, and where there's energy, there's information. So it's going to be self-paced, and there's all kinds of modules that are video, audio, PDF, lessons, and whatnot. And then there's going to be a gathering online where we do a question and answer and a practice session, practicing communicating with animals. And then there's also going to be a component where the question and answers are updated as the class continues to be available, and you can sign up for a newsletter to receive that living document of questions and answers. So I think it's amazing, and I'm really excited to connect. If you're interested, please go and check out my website. There's an early bird registration of $97 until about middle of February, and the price goes up after that. And then actually after this iteration of the first time that I'm offering this course online for a little while, it's actually the price is going to go up after that, because it's going to be improved upon and it's going to get bigger, and the spaces are limited. So I would love to have you, and I would love to connect with you and help us to connect with Gaia and to bring her energy up into our lives in a more consistent, realistic way, and to be champions for Gaia. And to that end, I am now going to introduce my in-studio guest. I'm so pleased to welcome my sweet friend, my dear sister, professional medium, Hillary Michaels. Welcome, Hillary.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I love you. It's always such a treasure to have you on the show, Hillary. And Hillary was on last week. We had an amazing show. And I'm sorry, I'm just sharing on Facebook too. Women are really good at multitasking. And I'm back. So Hillary and I we're going to be taking calls in about, I don't know, after we get our discussion going just a little bit, maybe, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 minutes. We'll see how much Spirit wants to speak through us.
Cool.
But I will tell you, let me introduce what we're talking about today. This is a topic that's very important to Hillary and myself, and I think very life-changing. What I'm calling this is spiritual and emotional boundaries. So first I wanted to explain that boundaries are not about, we shouldn't see boundaries as though we are keeping people out or keeping things out, because that's a resistance, even a victim standpoint. You want to see boundaries as keeping yourself in, and you know, a fence around your home is to keep, you know, the white picket fence. That's just, this is me, this is my area, this is my sanctuary, rather than a wall. Oh, don't talk about the wall. But, you know, that's not the intention is for to be a place where it is your sacred space. And I think it's really important to see it that way so that we don't feel like victims. And because what we resist persists, that is absolutely true. And I think this topic is really important for sensitive people. And when I say sensitive, I mean, I'm going to call out, you know, right now, spiritual seekers, caregivers, people who are oriented to serving others, and also creative and artistic people. And those are just a few labels. Like I say, I'm just saying those words to get your attention if you feel a tug in your heart. But really, anyone who has the feeling in their heart that they want to make this world a better place. So the deal is that if we are interested in making the world a better place, we have to do that from a place of strength. We can't do it from a place of being harmed and hurt and injured. And so having personal boundaries, emotional, spiritual boundaries are really important. And we're getting at, you know, the news and the political climate. It's really important during times of political discomfort, social discomfort, that we are even more vigilant about our boundaries, because we can't end war by hating war. We can end war by loving peace. And that is the truth. So we have to be very careful about where we are in our, what we say, vibration. You know what I mean? Vibration is about your personal frequency, because we're all energy. And since love is the highest vibration, love is the biggest and the loudest and, you know, the brightest. And the reason you came in with this extra sensitivity is so that you could be extra sensitive to love. And that's easy, because love is the biggest one. Love is the highest vibration. So know that there is a purpose for your sensitivity. Sensitivity is a strength. It's meant to be a strength. But if we aren't careful, then our sensitivity makes us feel like our sensitivity is a curse. And we feel victimized by the fact that we're taking in all this information, all of this low vibration or pain, fear. So we have to be hypervigilant about those boundaries and know where we are with that vibration. You know, like our spiritual hygiene, meaning like what we consume and what we give out, we have to be healthy enough to be able to eat a sundae. I mean, if we're in a diabetic coma, we can't eat a sundae. I think that's how it goes. But you know what I mean. You get my deal. You know, you have to be really careful about what your vibration is and know that wherever you are, you have to serve best from that place. So you can't be watching the news if it creates so much pain in your heart that all you do is you want to scream on Facebook or, you know, hole up in your house and cry. So this is just a little overview of what we mean by boundaries and what we mean by sensitivity. And to that, I'm going to ask Hillary, because you teach about boundaries, these kinds of boundaries to your students. Hillary is a spiritual teacher. And can you tell us about your perspective and what kind of guidance you give your students?
Okay. Well, in reference to what you were talking about, I want to go back to that. As far as the political climate goes, I personally am not political. Mm-hmm. And I used to be very political. And then I started doing this work and I realized that we aren't a part of that. Our life path doesn't even involve politics at all. I did find out after doing this work that our life path is decided before we even come into this world.
Right.
And when you are brought into this world, you already have a decided path. Your path is already decided by God as what you're going to do with your life, what your life intention is.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of realized after doing this work that with that, there's no one person that is going to stop your life path. So it doesn't matter who is president of the United States of America or who is king or queen over there in England. You know, it doesn't matter. You're still going to do what you came into this world to do. And with that, you know, we don't come from this world. We come from the other side. We come from, where your family is. If you've lost family, we come from that side. That's our home. This is not our home. And it's also important to realize that there is no hope in this world. Our hope comes from the other side. Our hope comes from God. You know, you buy a really expensive car, your miles go up, it's gone after, 10 years. There's not any hope in that. There's not hope in the things that you buy and the things that we acquire in this world. Our hope comes from God.
This world is finite. Yes, we're eternal, infinite beings having a finite experience.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So understand that, because when you start feeling bad about who's president now and how things turned out politically and what's going on in the world, understand that you need to get back into your soul, into yourself, and understand that you are separate from that. You came into this world for a separate reason. You came into this world to make it better. And the only way you can make it better is to ask God to work through you.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that need help, that feel like you're lost, that feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life, you need to invite God to work through you, and you'll see a huge difference in how your life goes, how you wake up in the morning. You'll feel better. You'll have more abundance. You'll have everything that you want. You'll be able to manifest all of these things that you have on your intentions list or your bucket list.
Mm.
And it's just magic. It works just like that. All you have to do is say, God, please work through me to help me manifest what it is that I want to do with my life.
I was just talking with a friend last night about this, knowing that we were coming into this topic today. And of course, God, spirit, universe, knowing that we're coming into
gravity, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly. And we were talking about that. We actually did talk about pre-life intentions. And his question from his perspective was like, so you're saying that, kind of like the predestination thing. And I said, well, my friend is a parent. And I said, let's just look at it that way. You had the intention to have your children. You've had your children. That's not something that has changed now. Now, you still have obviously free will. But there are, before you make a decision, like coming into this life, like Hillary's talking about life path, you came in being a sensitive person, an artist or whatever, a person who can't possibly turn their heart off and not care about others. That is, your life path. How you express that, obviously you can change that moment to moment. But your life path is to be a beacon of love.
Mm-hmm.
There's no going back on that now. Mm-hmm. And if you do, and when we try, and we try all the time, even if, it's an ongoing process. When we do, we suffer. That's it. We feel, because when we go back on it, we have two choices. Every single choice is only love or fear. And so when we choose fear, we suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it is choosing fear to be afraid. I mean, to look at something that is in the social political climate and feel helpless, that is a fear-based choice, because no one can make you feel anyway. So if you're not capable, and there's nothing wrong with being in this moment incapable of digesting that information and still staying very high in love, it just means it's not the time for you to digest that information. And you will still be, if you sit in faith and sit in love, you will receive the information that you need to receive through gentler sources, and enough so that you can be a responsible citizen. And that's true. And I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in other people's lives. And I don't mean all just like woo-woo medium people like us. Not, I mean, I'm just saying that in case you're thinking that. I mean, like, people that are having regular jobs out there, whatever you, I'm reaching out to people who are thinking, I'm not like you. You are. We are all one. And just to be very careful with your emotional and spiritual hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Your emotional state, your stuff is going to fly at you your whole life. And mm-hmm. it's your reaction and your emotional reaction to that that determines the outcome of everything that happens in your life. Yes. So if you can learn, like we talked about last week, if you can learn to meditate and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of wear down that emotional state, when things come at you and you're able to take it in as best you can and just relax and let it go, you'll be able to have a higher vibrational outcome to mm-hmm. that. And you'll be able to manifest things much easier and keep your heart open, because that's really how you manifest things, is with an open heart. And if mm-hmm. you're able to keep your heart open and keep saying to yourself, everything's going to be fine. Everything that happens in this world always ends up on the upside. Mm-hmm. I just need to keep that in mind.
Because although this is a finite experience, and as you were saying, you know, there's no hope, because mm-hmm. the car, you know,
the house, the car, everything you buy, it's temporary. This is not your home.
But our inner being is infinite.
Right.
And so that's where the hope is.
Mm-hmm.
And our inner being, when we say inner being, that is you, that is God in you. So God is everything. God represents everything. It's not a dude. You know what I mean? Like, I like to qualify that. I only started using the word God again in the last like year, probably. It took me a while because I
and
had
it's
to.
It's whatever God, mm-hmm. whatever you think it's God. Like I said, it can be gravity. It can mm-hmm. be Allah, whatever it is, that whoever you consider your higher creator, your the person that created you, yeah. whatever being or
creative source.
Source, yeah. uh-huh. whatever it is to you.
Because if we keep going back, there's going to be a source. If you just, this is logical. This is just left brain stuff. You keep going back. Well, where did that come from? Where did that come from? And that's what science is actually looking at. And the science just says, well, Big Bang, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. that's the most that they can get to, is just something. Something happened. Something, mm-hmm. there is a beginning. And there is a creative or primal source. So that's what we mean when we say God. The word God, I personally don't use pronouns with the word God, because that to me is too small. So I don't say he, but that's just me. I mean, I do say pronouns with earth. I call earth her, and that feels good to me. So mm-hmm. if actually calling God he works for you, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just to talk about what we mean by God, and God or the universe supersedes time and space, because time and space are finite. And also, of course, any religion or any kind of boundaries, boundary giving thoughts, and not the kind of boundaries, I'm confusing, but you know what I mean? Like guidelines. And guidelines are okay if they help, but if they don't help, but if they limit you and they make you feel trapped and you respond to them in fear, or you're triggered in some way, that's a cue that you're supposed to release them. Whether it's, and I think that if religion works for you, that's beautiful. But also, again, be very careful, be very vigilant about when it's working for you and when it's creating a dissonance with you and with your being, with your mm-hmm. with love.
Yeah. And I agree. I think religion has a good place, mm-hmm. Because I was Catholic before doing this, and I still consider myself Catholic.
Mm.
And I'm glad I had that experience, because it was really the language of God that mm. that was able to, it taught me how to speak to God and how to understand God. And then I kind of took my own away from that. And then I added more to it with mm-hmm. with my education and my spiritual education, and the things that I've learned from my higher source, my God, and my spirit guides, mm-hmm. it's kind of all combined now.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that I was able to have that religious experience because it really taught me the language.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I believe that's what we're meant to do, is that it's we are fingerprints, and we're never meant to take anything of someone else and force it to be our own. So you just think about it. You know, I like to compare spirituality to art because I think that art is spirituality. And just imagine if someone, there's a song, you know, there are some actually more kind of fundamental religions that are afraid of songs, afraid of teenagers listening to certain kinds of music as if it's going to make them go nuts or something. Well, let's just say if you did listen to a song and it had whatever message it did, and then you acted on it, it's not the song's fault. It's your fault for taking that message and activating it. So that's what religion is, or whether it's a psychic reading or a mediumship reading or counseling with your therapist, listening to your best friend, talking to your spouse. What you're meant to do with that information is respond to it and find your truth in it and allow it to be a mirror for whatever is in you. So that's what I love the way you describe, you know, you, Catholicism worked for you and it was a component, but you allowed yourself to enhance it and to add to it and subtract to it, whatever,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we're meant to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I can see spirits, I understand Catholicism a lot better.
Yeah, so. What it came from, right?
I get it now.
So let's talk about, you mentioned meditation, and we have, if you want some tips and just some more thoughts about meditation, check our show that it's now on my YouTube channel, which you can find on YouTube by looking Trisha Carr Charm or Charmed Life with Trisha Carr. And you can also, I have a website that is specifically for this radio show, and that is charmedlifewithtrishacarr.com. So you can watch the archives, and you can also find this show on iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher. Charmed Life with Trisha Carr and UBN. So you mentioned meditation. So we talk a good bit about that in our previous show. What are some other practical things? What else does it mean to have spiritual and personal and emotional boundaries? What are some things that people can do? We're talking about, you know, being careful about the information you take in, like through the news. By the way, the news is a sales organization. The news isn't like a proper authority. Okay, just remember that. Being careful about the information you take in, meditating. What other kinds of guidelines, or what do you see your students doing, or what do you do personally?
Okay. Well, what I think you should do is if you want to set that boundary and have a more abundant experience in this world, I think the best thing for you to do is find out who you are. And the only way you can do that is to write a list down of intentions that you want to do with your life. So if you want to start a business, you can write that down. If you want to travel, you can write that down. You know, be careful of writing down things that are big material. I like to use them as goals. Mm. So if you want to get like a really expensive car, okay, that's a goal. You'll know you're there when you get there. When you get the car, you can say, I'm here. I made it. I think it's important to focus on your life experience. And you can kind of tell the future because what you want in your soul as a person, what you want to experience in life, that is what is written in your soul. Mm. And it's kind of, it foretells everything that you intended when you came into this world. So if you are somebody that wants to travel a lot and experience other cultures, that's probably something that you wrote into your intentions before you came into this world. And just really get to know yourself. Spend a lot of time alone. The meditation is phenomenal if you want to start to open that channel up where you're receiving information about yourself and receiving information about what you can do with your life. A lot of people don't know their true potential. Mm. You know, they can write stuff down, but they would never believe that they would ever accomplish such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important for you to just go with your heart and just write down things you want and intend for your life, all of the things that you want, whether you feel like you can actually make it happen or not. Just write it down and see what happens and ask God for it. And you have these spirit guide people all around you and your loved ones and your family members.
Angels.
Yeah, you can ask them too. They'll help you. And you'd be surprised what you can make happen just by doing that, just by writing things down that you want for yourself.
And being in expectation. So, you know, we talk about frequency. We talk about, you know, like the law of attraction. And the thing is, what that stuff is we, you know, we are energy. And that, again, is a scientific truth that is scientifically measured. quantized. And so we're all just vibrating energy, which is a frequency, just like a radio dial. So your personal frequency is what creates everything in your existence. It creates this hologram around you, this or holograph around you. And in order to be able to allow, in order to be able to receive or to manifest, you have to be in a state of allowance, which is tuning your radio dial to that whatever, to that action or purpose that you have in front of you. So if you writing it down and then allowing your attention to be placed upon it, that's another thing that science shows us, is that when we put our awareness on something, it changes it. And so that's a great tool. Mm-hmm. Because get it out and then look at it. Because if it's in there and your subconscious and your subconscious is then fighting with it, I can't, because we have all this outside information telling us what we can and can't do. Telling
us I can't afford it. There's no way I can ever do that. I'm not smart enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not talented enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't start out being a medium. So, yeah. And here we are.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. No, I didn't obviously either. I mean, it's something I actually was telling the same friend I was talking to last night, that I started to have experiences being able to communicate with the energetic and spiritual realms verifiably, like as a medium, before I had a worldview that included it, because I still had an old worldview, my old worldview of either my religious or pragmatic social kind of, opinion about what is possible and whether our consciousness stays intact after the body dies. I was able to receive a message for someone from their loved one before I even believed that in a way. I mean, I was open to it. I wasn't afraid of it. All it took was, as Jesus said in the Bible, a mustard seed of faith. And faith is really just that place of allowance that we're talking about. Yeah. So I love that. Write it down and be with it and try to get yourself into the place where you can just play around with it. Your imagination is so powerful, because you know what your imagination does is it helps you to relax, because there's no risk then. I want to have this goal, I can't afford it, I'm not smart enough, whatever this goal is. But if you write it down and just imagine, that's why things like affirmations and vision boards actually work, because you're practicing the feeling of it, the vibration, and you start to believe it and allow it by just feeling it. And then that changes your frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And, this makes me want to discuss also the whole relationship that we do have with God. And we were saying that God is within you, that you are God, you are made of God. And so just think of that as an intimate relationship, partnership. So in a partnership, let's say you just take like a spousal partnership or something like that, the really close kind. We're allowed to let the other person take some responsibility for us sometimes. We're allowed to place our, ask for support from them, allow them to support us. But if we did that all the time, then that would be codependent, right? If we had them lead us all the time, and that wouldn't be fair to either one of us. So in a healthy relationship, we support one another, but then we also are autonomous and we have our power from within. I mean, it has to be a meeting of equals. So that is actually the same thing about having a relationship with God, is we're allowed to place our faith without, but we also have to accept it and have confidence and allow that to come in, because otherwise we actually are creating a separation between you and God, between you and the universe. So we have to allow that relationship to be full circle. And what holds the relationship together is that inner space, the relationship itself. And that is just the frequency of love.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I think raising your vibration is.
Yeah, just trust that you have a purpose in this world and, allow that to come through. And if you do that, you'll have a very good life, abundant and good life experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just want to remind you that the phone lines are open. You're welcome to call in to ask a question or to get a little reading from us. Hillary and I are both mediums and happy to serve and support. And I guess we do have a phone call. So do we have their name, Jarvis? Or?
Glenn.
Pardon?
Glenn.
Okay, Glenn. Hi, Glenn. You're on the air.
Hello. You mean Lynn? This is Lynn.
Oh, hi, Trisha.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi, Lynn.
Sorry. Didn't feel like a man to me. Man's energy. Oh, yeah? I was like, this is weird. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I have a deep voice. You guys are psychic, so I'm not even going to tell you I have a cold. I just always have a deep voice.
Where are you calling from, Lynn?
Near Chicago, like central Illinois.
Oh.
Hi, Trisha. We've talked, I think, quite a while ago. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Thanks for supporting and for watching. What's going on with you today? Are you picking up anything already? Do you want to start?
Lynn, are you having some family questions right now?
Well, there's always family questions in my life, but not really. I was actually going to ask about... I was trying to find my soul purpose, and then it kind of like burst into me, and I wanted to see if you guys kind of saw the same thing. But whatever you're picking up, I would love to hear.
I'm going to let Trisha go for this one.
Okay, give me one second. I was just readjusting myself. Okay. Lynn. Okay, so I see. You've been meditating a bit more lately? Yes, you've been increasing your spiritual practice.
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, I see you sitting, and I see you.
Yep.
I see you sitting, and I actually see you even, whether this is literal or symbolic, I see you sitting, lotus position, and I see a light right in front of you. I see this gorgeous golden globe right in front of you, like an orb, but it's more like a small sun right in front of you when you are meditating. Is that something that you've been feeling more? You've been feeling a presence right before you while you're meditating?
Yeah.
Okay, that's real. So there
Absolutely.
You go. That's real.
Yep.
And this is great. So what I see is that you've been entertaining. You've been like sitting with this, you know, light right in front of you, and you've just been feeling and just exchanging. That's beautiful. And so now with just your intention, and I think that as you are calling in, you're giving yourself permission, because now you're going to be start receiving very specific information. Like lately, it's been more of a feeling. It's been wonderful. You're now at the place where you're going to be getting specific information. And this is an intuitive. It doesn't feel, at least right now, like mediumship specifically. It feels more like an intuitive gift that you are ready to just start taking off with. And it's going to start out first very personal, very one-on-one with this source. And this source is actually, this is your master guide, and it has a feminine presence. And so right now you're feeling her in that way that is more open and just like a beautiful light. And that's great, because it's important that you just feel the purity of it, because this is the purity of your being as well. And so really soon you're going to be starting to actually receive telepathic specific messages. It would be great if, I see that you're going to be just listening for a while, and then afterward you take a few notes after your meditation about what you experienced. Maybe at some point you'll start to literally use pen and paper to channel information, and that will be very exciting for you. And then when we take that practice going forward, I feel like now that maybe you've gotten this reading before. I don't know if I'm remembering this from talking to you or... But I think it's both. I see you teaching small groups or something is what I see. I see you. What is this teaching like? This teaching is more, personal development kind of, and maybe supporting others in their journey. I feel that you have a knack for.
You just nailed it.
Okay, yeah, I feel
you
like
you just nailed it.
You have a knack for helping people that maybe are coming out of trouble or trauma or something like that, or are just trying to, and maybe not like completely in crisis, but just coming out of crisis, just moving past it. So that's what. Then tell me about it. If we've nailed it, tell me.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
hold on.
Lynn, sorry. Let me give Hillary a chance to add to it.
Lynn, I'm also picking
okay,
up that,
great.
Did you know that you're a medium? I also feel like you have an ability to connect with the other side. Is your mom still here?
Yes, she is.
Are you taking...
My granny's on the other side.
Okay, are you taking care of your mom currently? Is she under care?
She's under care. I go there very often. I was just there last week to care for her.
Okay. They are showing me the grandmother.
She doesn't live with me now.
Grandmother coming through. I do feel like, are there like, it feels like there's kind of some disconnect with mom, or something like you don't, you can't be there like very long. You have to kind of monitor your time there because it's just too much. Is that making sense?
Absolutely. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do see that grandma's with her. And I feel like also that you kind of feel bad about leaving because, you know, this may be the last time you'll see her. And I just feel like you need to, is she unconscious or is, I just feel like she's not able to communicate very well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. It's just that she's ornery. She can communicate. It's just that she's very manipulative. And so I have to set up boundaries where I can only like go and help her about
for
3 days.
Okay.
And then I have to leave for a while. Yeah. It's
for
a
some reason,
thing with me.
For some reason, it feels like she comes in and out of like consciousness or is there Parkinson's
or her right mind or something.
Something
yeah.
like she's coming in and out. And I just feel like when she's out, when she is like kind of in her, I guess her unconsciousness, she's communicating with your grandmother. And I just feel like your grandma on her, on your mom's side is kind of helping her stay happy and just keeping her in the right place. I also feel like grandma is keeping her company a lot. I feel like she does communicate with grandma a little bit with maybe, does she talk about that? Cause I definitely feel like she's communicating with your grandmother on your mom's side.
Yeah. And she's been a lot nicer lately. And probably when she's out of it is when she's really drunk or on her Vicodin.
Okay.
My mom takes a lot of pills and drinks, and that annoys me.
Okay.
So, but Granny, me and Granny were like, Granny was really kind of like my mother. She kind of half-raised me. And I could see her being that facilitator for my mother. I could see that. I could see her helping me out and saying, you know, stop, don't be so toxic. I could see Granny doing that. It's on the other side.
So
helping my mother. I could totally see that because my mom's been happier.
I did see, and so I was seeing like attachments and lowered vibration in that unconscious period, and it makes sense to me that it's chemically supported because that does lower our vibrations when we, that lowers our vibration when we abuse it or when we depend on it. Anything that we depend on too much, I mean, that could go for food or, again, a relationship. If we depend on it and we give it authority outside of ourselves, then we, you know, our vibration is lower because we're not connecting to our true selves. So can I, Lynn, do you, with, I'm going to offer an energy clearing through you, and your mother obviously is on, you know, on a spiritual level going to accept or reject this, but I think that it could give her, I'm going to offer you just a little bit of a clearing. I'm going to go through you to mother and see if we can just clean it up just a little bit, because it's kind of like, when we do something on the energetic plane where we remove like lower energy or attachments, it's almost like getting just a little bit healthier, or, you know, getting, taking off some of the burden so that we can do our own work, you know, like what psychological drugs do if they're doing a good job is they, you know, like depression is a catch 22. Depressive feelings make us engage in our depression more, but you can't just depend on the drugs. The drugs should give you a relief from the symptoms so that then you can try to work on yourself. You know what I mean? So that's kind of like what I'm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna
do it.
Absolutely.
I have one more thing for Lynn.
Go ahead.
Lynn, I want to talk a little bit about your mediumship, because I do feel like you're a medium and you're able to connect with the other side. Would you understand this?
Absolutely. I have to tell you my big download that came through.
Okay, well, let me tell you this first.
You know,
you get that from your mom, and your grandma also has that too. And I definitely feel like they want you to connect more. And I don't feel like your grandma's the only one that you can connect with. I feel like you have family members on your dad's side. Would that be right? Like your grandma on your dad's side that you can connect with. And for some reason, grandpa on dad's side feels really close, but were they separated? For some reason?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
grandma and grandpa on dad's side were separated. It feels like they're separate. They come in separately. I definitely see that your grandma on your dad's side is helping you a lot and helping you with your career and helping you stay on track, because I definitely feel like you don't have the energy to do it, or you can't do it, is the feeling I'm getting. And she's
That's
helping
exactly
you.
Right.
She's helping you feel better about it and helping you have more courage. And I definitely feel like the closeness with the grandfather on dad's side, and he just loves you so much and supports you, and he just wants you to know that he's there, just to love you. And you can talk to him too.
I love that. Thank you.
Please talk to your grandma on your dad's side, because she's really helping you getting that confidence up. And connect with her, because you're a medium. You can do it too. So
I'll tell you about what
I
just did.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Let me tell you about, this is Tricia, while Hillary was giving that reading. So I went in through you first, and first we went in with a big burst of light starting from the right in the center of like where your solar plexus is, basically, you know, where your soul seats. And the light went in, and it kind of went in and it burst out. It like went from inside of you and it burst out. And as it did that, there was this, you know, there was like a lot of shedding of that lower energy. It was almost like a lot of dust, like this beautiful, gentle, like bomb that went off. And as it did, it cracked off all of this dust, this lower vibration, and your spirits are very lifted, your faith, your confidence, uplifted, and you're extremely in a powerful place. And then we turned you, because now, and I went with through you, and you also participated. And I went in, and your mother, I see your mother lying there, and I see these attachments, by attachments, I just mean collections of lower vibrational energy. And so I see one that's like, I saw it as though it was like kind of around her head and her shoulder. And I asked your mother, I said, I'm going to offer this to you. And there was this big one that she was willing to release because she knows that it's hurting her. And this is, again, this is a telepathic, you know, energetic level, like her soul level. So we released that one. There were some other small ones that released with this light. And then there was this one that she was holding on to. And it was like she was holding on to it by her by kind of like near her heart and her shoulder and her throat. And she was like, can I please keep this one? I'm still using it. And this feels to me like the kind of addictive behaviors. It's like, I'm not ready to get rid of that. I'm using it. And I said, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just give you a slip of light underneath, like around it. And you're welcome to see how that feels.
Yeah.
But you know, it's up to her if she wants to release it. And she was like, okay, you know, she accepted that. And then we sat there for a while. I covered her in light. And again, you were doing this with me, and as we did that, she started to weep, and then we just believed in her light, that in her divinity and her purity, and she was weeping as, you know, being known and feeling that and connecting with that inner being. So there she is. Hopefully, it helps her to feel a little stronger, a little better in herself.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Lynn.
That was so beautiful. Can I run something by you guys really quick?
Okay.
I haven't told anyone about this.
Sure. What's that?
So, yeah. So, I kept getting hints what I want to do with my life, and I kept writing them down. It's like, I've been a hospice nurse. I've done, you know, gardening and all that. But then it finally came through as like a download the other night where I jumped out of bed at 1 a.m. after meditating. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote it all down. But when I filter, after I unwound it all, it really sets in my soul that I want to help other people. I want to be like an end-of-life coach,
oh,
where I can help people, like, to bring their loved ones in to kind of meet them so that they have a nice exit port where they can, so many people get stuck, as you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like I want to do the end-of-life coach, where I do the hospice with them and, you know, help them kind of take care of anything that's like yucky here before they go, to make kind of a clear path for them.
Yeah.
And it's like I instinctively know that, like, by burning rosemary in the room, that's kind of like a key that will help them out the door. Just things like that, cutting cords off their feet.
Beautiful.
I just feel like I would be good at that. Does that
you
resonate
are.
At
Absolutely.
All with
you? And I see you teaching classes to the loved ones who are in their, you know, losing people, and also their post-grief. I see that as a little bit of a business, too, being able to have some classes. So just something that's very practical. And that's all beautiful. I think that's what I was getting, the people that were in crisis. So 100% validation, darling. You are very powerful.
Absolutely, Lynn.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Let us know how it goes.
But I love you both so much.
I love you.
Thank you so much. You've really helped me today.
You're welcome. Awesome. We have more calls, yes?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lynn. Thank you. All right. Who's this? Hi, you're on
there.
Hey, this is Mike. Remember me from last week?
Mike, how are you? You're the comedian, yes?
Hi, Mike. He's calling about Super Bowl.
Well, not yet, but I'm working my way up to it since that reading last week, let me tell you.
Oh, good.
So, Yeah. So listen, I got. Can we talk honestly, like for real?
No, only lies.
Like no,
only lies today, please.
Okay. Well, here you go. I'm gonna. When I first got off the phone, I got to be honest. I've always felt mediums and psychics and things like that. It's never been my thing, and I thought, maybe it was of a bunch of, you know, silliness, you know.
Okay.
But then I got to thinking about Hillary's reading about the auburn-haired person.
Okay.
So I go home, you know, and I'm talking to my mother about this. And I go, Mom, do you have any aunts with, like, auburn hair?
Oh, I think I was the one who did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I thought he was talking about me.
Yeah, no, I remember I said something about an aunt with an auburn hair.
Oh,
I do remember that now because of listening to the show. Go ahead, Mike.
Who was that?
That was Trisha.
Hillary who said that.
It was Trisha. It doesn't matter, but yeah, we're here.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. We got a big lot of confusion here. I thought it was Hillary, too. I got to pay better attention. So, and then, sure enough, she goes, well, maybe that was Granny.
Oh, okay.
She says, Now, I look at Granny, and by God, it's auburn hair.
Okay.
And she really liked me when she was alive. I don't know if she likes me now, but when she was alive, she always said I was her favorite. All the other ones, they stunk compared to me. That's what she used to say, just like that.
Well, I got to say, my great-grandmother used to tell me, you're my little angel, you're my favorite. And then after she passed and years later, my sister said, she used to say that to me, too.
Well, that grandma was playing. See, this grandma, she didn't play like that. She actually told me that sister of yours, don't like her. Don't like her at all.
Mike?
But I like you.
I could probably clear this up for you.
I got something for you.
Is this grandma on your mom's side?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what you said.
She said
a maternal aunt. Have it almost. You just mixed it up just a little bit.
Was she Italian? Was Italian grandma?
Yeah, she was an Italian, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm picking up. For some reason, was there like a depression? Do you know her? Did you know her before she passed? It feels like there's a little bit of a depression.
Oh, yeah. The whole family is depressed. Forget about it. You have no idea how many drugs I have to take to fight this.
She's showing me here that there was a little bit of depression. And she was married, and it feels like the marriage wasn't so good. Like there was a little bit of abuse as well.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like she's got some healing to do on the other side. She does watch over you. She does guide you. But she's still kind of in her own little place trying to heal up. She passed quite some time ago when you were younger. Is that correct? Do you know?
Well, yeah. Definitely. You're right about that. So you were close, you know. You had aunt, but it was granny.
Right. All right, well, that's her. You can ask her for help. And if you feel like praying for her, I think that would really help her a lot because she really does have a lot of healing to do on the other side.
You know, part of the reason that, just for example, that, you know, it could have come across as like your mother's sister or an aunt or something like that is because there was some... I would say the power was not typical because because Granny had the depression and everything. So sometimes our children actually are equal or are, you know, superior. So it could be the reason, or it could be the way that she feels about herself and she's still working on that. And I'm just saying to help you, if that helps you to put it in place a little bit better.
Can I tell you one more thing though about all these predictions you made?
Sure. Go ahead.
Now listen to this. So, if you don't mind, I know if you have other callers, go ahead.
Oh, we love hearing
about this. At first, I thought it was a whole big load of hooey.
Okay.
But then after I said, wow, she was right with Granny.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, she must be right about this crappy job of mine. So I went right in, and I quit. No more.
Oh, my God.
And I said, I'm doing it because Hillary told me so.
Okay,
and I do whatever Hillary says.
Are you teasing?
What?
You really quit?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm done there. Screw that dump.
Okay.
I'm done with them.
All right.
And now I'm going to follow my dreams. And while I'm at it, I don't know if you remember this. You said you saw an animalistic woman in my future.
Okay.
I'm a free man. I can go wherever I want, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm all celebrating and everything because I quit the job.
Yeah.
I go to the bar, and boy, oh, boy, I come across what you would call an animalistic woman. And we had a good time. So Hillary was right on that one. Trisha, you were wrong. You thought it was like an animal, like a pet or a dog or a cat. But screw that. This is a woman.
Mike, you're hilarious. Okay.
I'm glad you didn't call about Super Bowl scores.
Right.
Well, I'm still going to – I still want that Super
Bowl
score. You still
want that, okay.
Because, man, I could really use the money now that I'm unemployed. But at the same time –
We owe you, huh?
Now, listen to this. That Hillary – What a fox this Hillary is.
Me?
Now, Trisha, you're good, too. Now, Hillary, you single, Hillary?
I have a husband.
Listen, Mike.
Oh, Damn it. Damn it.
You know, we're going to have to start charging for this dating service, but we're going to get to one more caller before we go, but really, it was so fun to have you again.
All right, I got
to
run.
Okay.
I got an audition at 3 o'clock. I got an audition. I'm following my dream of becoming a male dancer.
Break a leg.
All right. Thanks,
all right, Mike.
Talk all right, to you later. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Do we have time for one more? Okay. We're about over time now, but that was really fun. With Lynn, the sincere, gorgeous,
open heart.
And then we have Mike, the silly goof around, who I guess came to give us some validation and some tips on how to be better at our job. So thank you very much for that.
And by the way, that was Trisha that predicted that saw the ant the first time, not me.
Yeah, I know. Trisha. He was all, I don't know, and I don't remember specifically who told everything. But Hillary, please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can find me on happycentric.com. That's really the only way you can find me. I have a Facebook page, which I don't really update very often, but you can find me there. And I do mentoring for mediums, people that want to be mediums, or if you just want to learn how to do mediumship, you can just hook up with me. I do monthly mentoring, and I also do readings over the phone, over GoToMeeting, and in person. My office is in Los Olivos, California, and if you like driving, you can come on up.
It's beautiful there. And again, I'm Trisha Carr. Find me at trishacarcharm.com. I have services up there, classes, and please like my YouTube channel, subscribe on Stitcher, Speaker, iTunes. Please join us again next week at 11 a.m. Pacific on ubnradio.com or on my Facebook page /TrishaCarCharm. And I just want to tell you, please stay sensitive, because sensitivity is a strength. And I love you, whoever you are.